Communities powered by their own solid waste. A pipe dream becoming a reality in a Canadian city. And back home in the U.S., the construction industry responds to his new stormwater permit. Today is July 7th, 2008, and here's what happened last week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
A Canadian facility will be the first to turn municipal solid waste into energy. The city of Edmonton, Alberta, will be home to the world's first industrial-scale facility to produce biofuels from municipal solid waste, according to a press release from the city government. The Canadian Energy Capital said it has signed a 25-year agreement with two local energy companies to produce a Canadian $70 million biofuels facility. The planned facility will initially produce 36 million liters of biofuels per year and reduce the province's CO2 footprint by more than 6 million tons over the next 25 years, according to estimates. The agreement was signed between the city, Greenfield Ethanol, Canada's largest ethanol producer, and Enerkem, a biofuels technology company. Coming up, EPA has issued its new stormwater permit for the construction industry, and to the really many, it looks like the new permit will be pretty familiar, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The EPA announced last Wednesday that it is reissuing the agency's Stormwater Construction General Permit, which expired July 1, 2008, for a two-year time period. The permit will apply only where the agency is the permitting authority, which is in the five states of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Idaho, and Alaska. The permit will also cover Washington, D.C., most territories, and most Indian country lands. Under the reissued permit, new discharges include new construction sites that start construction on or after the effective dates of this permit, and those that have already started construction but do not have coverage under the 2003 permit. Sites that have coverage under the 2003 permit must continue to comply with the provisions of that permit and do not need to apply for coverage of this new permit. The permit also uses most of the same terms and conditions of EPA's 2003 permit. The agency said it is coordinating the permit with a second effort that is underway to establish national clean water standards, known as the Effluent Limitation Guideline, for the construction development industry. Upon finalization of this guideline, the agency said it plans to include its provisions into a new and improved five-year permit to be reissued no later than July 2010. The permit regulates the discharge of stormwater from construction sites that disturb 1 acre or more of land, and from smaller sites that are part of a larger common plan of development. The permit requires operators of the construction sites to use stormwater controls and develop stormwater pollution prevention plans to minimize the discharge of sediment and other pollutants associated with construction sites and stormwater runoff. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we wish you a happy Independence Day and thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.